This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26 to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
CACP ki report par 2025-26 ke Kharif marketing season ke liye aaj cabinet mein MSP अप्रूव हुआ है. टोटल अमाउंट इसका 2,07,000 करोड़ के आसपास का एस्टिमेट किया गया है और प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है किसानों को उनकी कॉस्ट के ऊपर 50% मिनिमम मार्जिन मिले उसका ध्यान रखा गया है. तो जितने भी क्रॉप्स हैं हर एक क्रॉप के लिए कॉस्ट प्लस 50% इस चीज का ध्यान रखा गया है.
Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of Modified Interest Subvention Scheme MISS for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. Cabinet also gave nod to two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh.
इस साल भारतीय रेलवे वर्ल्ड में सेकंड लार्जेस्ट कार्गो कैरिंग रेलवे बनी है. 1.6 बिलियन टन्स कार्गो कैरी किया पिछले साल और ये एक डिसाइसिव जंप है और इसका एनवायरनमेंट पे बहुत बड़ा बेनिफिट मिला है. बिकॉज व्हेन यू कंपेयर हाईवे एंड रेलवे CO2 एमिशंस आर प्रैक्टिकली 95% लेस इन रेलवेज और कंट्री की लॉजिस्टिक्स कॉस्ट में भी इसका बेनिफिट मिलता है. बिकॉज कॉस्ट बाय ट्रांसपोर्टेशन जो रेलवे और हाईवे को कंपेरिजन करो तो रेलवे की कॉस्ट आधे से कम है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth, event in Gangtok, Sikkim today. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects for the people of Sikkim and address the gathering on this occasion. Prime Minister, in presence of Governor and Chief Minister of Sikkim, will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects, including a 500-bedded district hospital at Namchi. Prime Minister has said that today is a landmark day for the people of Bihar and Patna. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that this great city will get a new passenger terminal which can handle bigger volumes of traffic. He added that the people of Bihar have been waiting for this for many years. The foundation stone for a new civil enclave of Bihta Airport will also be laid. These initiatives will lead to better connectivity and will boost commerce. The Prime Minister also said that he will be addressing a BJP West Bengal public meeting in Alipurduar this afternoon. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center today. The two-day conference will showcase various sessions including Poets Meet, Feminist Literature of India, Change in Literature versus Literature of Change, and New Directions of Indian Literature in Global Perspective. Rashtrapati Bhavan will host this two-day conference in association with Sahitya Akademi. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The Met Department predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Odisha, Telangana, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Similar conditions are expected over Uttarakhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha and West Madhya Pradesh. India has successfully defended its 4x400m mixed relay title at the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea yesterday. The Indian quartet Rupal Chaudhary, Santosh Kumar Tamilrasan, Vishal TK and Subha Venkatesan clogged 3 minutes 18.12 seconds to win gold, comfortably ahead of China and Sri Lanka. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his American partner Robert Galloway secured a hard-fought victory in the French Open men's doubles opening round in Paris. Bhambri and Galloway edged out Robin Haas and Hendrik Jebbins. Rohan Bopanna and his Czech partner Adam Pavlasek also progressed to the second round of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.